Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue the discussion with regards to the descent of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yesterday we explained the Quranic verses that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not killed, he was not crucified. Allah uplifted him to the heavens, body and soul. Allah made one of his companions look like him, and it was that person who was captured and who was crucified. The Christians believe that Jesus died on the cross and 3 days later he was resurrected and then he went to the heavens. They also believe that he will come back, but their belief is different from Muslim belief, which we will elaborate as we go along. And we went through the verses where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses this very important point of aqeedah and this very important point of belief. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was from amongst the great prophets, the ulul azm, the very strong world prophets, and he was a recipient of a book of revelation, the Injil, which is the Bible. Now, he's also got the title Masih. Like Dajjal, when we discussed, had the title Masih, and we explained that Dajjal, Masih meaning wiped out, his one eye is wiped out, or Masih meaning in terms of Mamsuh, wiped, because he would wipe out the earth in terms of traveling to all the four corners or the various parts of the world. So the same title is used for Isa alayhi salam, but in a different meaning. If you use it in the meaning of Masih, one who wipes, it means that whoever he touched, they would be cured, lepers, etc. Allah had given him that miracle. Or Mamsuh, that because he was wiped or anointed with oil when he came out of his mother's womb. It was Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam who wiped him with oil. Or it means he wiped the earth. He also went everywhere. Some say that he had no arch on his feet. He was what we call flat-footed. And that could be one reason. Masih in this context, in the context of Isa alayhi salam, could also mean one who speaks the truth. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has highlighted various things about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In the Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has mentioned a number of things in the ahadith. One question that would come, and that comes up, is that if Isa alayhi salam was uplifted to the heavens, what kind of life does he have as compared to the other prophets? Because we know that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are alive in their graves. The short answer is that the life of Isa alayhi salam, who was taken up to heaven, it consists of a real life, meaning body and soul. Whilst the prophets, their life is the life of barzakh. Barzakh is that intermediary period between the life of this world and the everlasting life of the after. So because he did not die, we cannot say that he's alive in barzakh or he's alive in his grave. Rather, he's alive in the heavens, body and soul. The other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through the process of death. And theirs is a special type of life in the grave. Now with regards to the descent of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Quran makes reference to the fact that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend, and that everyone will believe in him before his death as a prophet of Allah and not a son of Allah or not part of the Trinity as the Christians believe. Then there is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We take a look at one. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at us, says Hudhaifa bin Usayd radiallahu an, while we were talking, and he asked, "What are you talking about?" We said, "We are talking about the hour," meaning Qiyamah. He said, "It will never come until you see 10 signs." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned the smoke, the Dajjal, the beast, the rising of the sun from the place of setting, the descent of Isa ibn Maryam, Ya'juj, Ma'juj, 3 landslides, one in the east, one in the west, one in the Arabian Peninsula. And the last sign will be a fire that will emerge from Yemen and drive people to their place of gathering. So Isa alayhi salam, his descent was mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as one of the major signs of Qiyamah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "By the one in whose hand is my soul, the son of Maryam will soon descend. The son of Maryam will soon descend among you as a just judge. He will break the cross, kill the pigs, and abolish the jizya. And wealth will become so abundant that no one will accept it until a single prostration will be better than this world and everything that it contains." So Isa alayhi salam will come. He will bring back justice. He will bring back peace. He will bring back stability. Muslim belief is that he'll bring Christianity to an end because he will correct that corrupted belief. Pigs, we understand, it's haram for consumption, the jizya, because now, you know, everyone would be expected to be Muslim with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam coming, and a single prostration will be better than this world and whatever it contains. This is also what is mentioned in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there will be peace. There will just be general peace, Because now people will know that we don't have too much to live. The world is going to come to an end. That's why a single prostration will be more valuable than this world and whatever it contains. As Muslims, it's important for us to understand that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's descent is beyond any doubt. It has reached the level of mutawatir, that there are so many narrations that it's beyond any doubt. And there's more detail to this in the books of ahadith, which narrations, how many narrations in total. Some say over 29 ahadith pertaining to this. And that means that there's so many different narrators narrating the same thing that it's beyond any doubt. Another question is that when Isa alayhi salam comes, according to whose sharia will he rule? And the scholars say he will rule according to the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought the final book, which is the Quran, and he brought and he's the final prophet. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will uphold the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We'll leave it there for today and continue tomorrow, inshallah.